Hey now, hey now, this is your girl Robbie Lobb, coming to you from Philly as usual, here with the episode of Potters of Color 2.0, the podcast. Hey, it's been a while. I know y'all. If you only knew what's been going on. Oh, I thank the creator for resilience, I'll tell you that. Anyway, it's so important that this particular artist gets his published podcast interview because his work is so beautiful and he could probably benefit from some Nseka love, you know, maybe the multicultural fellowship or something like that. So hopefully we can connect him more strongly with Cabo and with Oya, and perhaps we can get that brother over here. Long story short, I have to admit the challenges that have surfaced and pronounced themselves in the making of my podcast. Of course, we already know that editing has been a problem, and sponsorship as well. And one of the reasons why I really have not pursued the sponsorship thing is because I want my guest and, of course, myself to be able to speak freely. Whatever it is we want to talk about, especially when it comes to Black, Indigenous, Brown, love, respect, and what we feel, what we think. So I'm not interested in being funded by someone or controlled by someone or some entity that would edit out the flavor of this soup we got going on here. So yeah, I'm like, maybe, maybe not. And then there's the other financial constraints. So it's going to be a good thing if I could finally win one of these grants I've been putting myself through the ringer to try and get, but also some funding from my listeners. I mean, I hate to sound like a beggar, but donations are the greatest nation in the world. Hello. And if anybody is interested in donating their time in terms of helping with editing, or some financial love in terms of helping with the cost of doing this, they are so welcome to email me at either pottersofcolorpodcast@gmail.com or to send some financial love to my Cash App, which is at $PottersOfColorPodcast. So with that, I'm going to say, you know, this has definitely been a labor of love. It's not about the money for me. Otherwise, I would have, you know, transitioned into some other ways of doing things. But I want to stick it out and I want to give each of us the opportunity to be self-supported in how we do things. Keep the integrity as is. Not have it get all changed into something so super commercial that, you know, I don't recognize my own child. But long story short, who's to say that's what would happen? There's still options that, you know, after maybe some negotiation and dialogue, things could be worked out. But if not, I'm really looking forward to staying independent and having my listenership, whom I love and adore, to help in the creation and in the continuation of this most spectacular, down-home, casual, in-your-face, spaced-out, informative, fun, a little crazy, but also informative podcast. The first podcast specifically about Black Indigenous potters of color. Now, if that doesn't mean something to you, okay, I understand. I will persevere somehow anyway. But if it means something to you, hit $ Potters of Color podcast. I'd appreciate it. And so were our listeners, and especially the Potters. So again, I'm going to go ahead and let this podcast roll, even though you'll hear the sound variants and it'll be dated and whatever, but you're going to hear some interesting things because that's how we do. All right. So love and peace and hair grease, of course. Don't forget to get the scalp. And I look forward to hearing from you. Also, send your comments and criticisms. Like, what would you do different? How would you hook this up? And what are your suggestions? Potters of Color podcast at gmail.com or on Cash App, $ Potters of Potters of Color. $ Potters of Color podcast. I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you. And greetings, everybody. This is your girl, Robbie Lobb, recording from Philadelphia, the newest installment of Potters of Color 2.0, the podcast. Today, I have a very interesting interview with a brother from Nigeria. His name is Adeyote Aziz Afi. And his work, y'all, his work is awesome. Make sure you check him out on Instagram. Anyway, we have a nice conversation about cultural preservation. A few, technical situations. But, you know, we get through it. And I feel it's really important to make sure that we are in contact with all our family all over the globe. Through music, through ceramics, through all the forms of art, and politically as well. We have to be aware of what's going on all over the world with people of color, as well as to try to upgrade and maintain a positive, functioning community amongst ourselves here in the States. Long story short, this gentleman is so awesome. You guys are going to love it. Make sure you check him out on Instagram and look at his examples of work. In the background, I have an artist named Ayoyo, and he does a piece called White Money on a Bogiligbo, and I'm sure I just fucked up the pronunciation on that. But I want to give props to artists all over as much as I can. It's been kind of difficult getting these interviews out, but we're going to try and upgrade that in the coming new year. Happy New Year, Happy Kwanzaa, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, whatever you get down with. I just want us all to be happy and healthy. And stepping into 2024, I wish us all the best of blessings that the universe can offer, each and every one of you. I want to thank all my listeners as well. So without further ado, here is my interview with Adeyote Aziz Afriz. Peace.
listening to Potters of Color 2.0, the podcast. I would just like to inform everyone who is listening that all information, music, and other content on this podcast is protected under the Fair Use Statute. And to define that, let me just say, fair use permits the unlicensed use of copyright protected works under certain circumstances. Section 107 provides for certain types of uses, such as criticism, comment, news reporting, teaching, scholarship, and research without the need for permission from or payment to the copyright holder. This I say because the podcast is commentary, it is educational, and it is research. The music played in the background is for the same. We are educating younger people about music that they may have never heard and is locked in under a ton of dust under their parents' or grandparents' music stacks. So, along with the information that we'll provide, we humbly give thanks for the fair use statute, and we hope that you enjoy the music in the background, the content that we're providing our guests, and the entire commentary. We thank you again. Love, peace, and hair grease. I don't have my dialect. I would love to have it back.
Okay.
I don't.
Your dialect, really? Is this something you think you can, learn?
Who knows? I can try. Adelte. Is that better?
Yeah, it's better.
Okay. Adelte. Ashe. Thank you. Yeah. What tribe are you? Hello? Are you there?
Can hear you, Bo.
Ebo?
Visuals is bad.
You said Ebo?
Ebo. I'm Yoruba.
Yoruba.
Did it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah, I was surprised to learn that there are at least 400 tribes in Nigeria. I was like, wow.
It's very funny because we only know three major ethnic groups. Like, they try to just subdivide everything into three. But when you go to different parts of the country, you tend to see that there are people living across streets that speak different languages.
Mm. Interesting.
So it's more or less like we have the Ibibio, we have the Efik, we have the Yoruba, the Hausa, the Fulani, all sort of tribes and ethnicity.
Mm-hmm.
But then we are all now brought together into three major groups, which is the Yoruba, Igbo, and the Hausa.
Okay, Hausa. Okay, that's so interesting. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very diverse. We are so diverse. I'm looking at your art. Your ceramics, astounding. The way that you just graphically draw your portraitures and stuff on your pieces. It's awesome!
Thank you so much. So, we're just trying to break the barrier. Because our people here tend to feel ceramic is a fetish and it's just all about pots. Forgetting that it's the original art form we have in Nigeria before the advent of paintings and other forms of art. Mm. And people had always done pottery, use it for storing their grains, use it to fetch water, to cook. So pottery is more or less the first art form we had in Nigeria. So now, seeing the way it is going in Nigeria, that we don't really have a lot of people looking into it. And myself, I love drawing right from before I went to art school. So I was how can I find a balance between drawing and ceramics I actually love after. So that was what brought up the idea of this graffiti and me drawing on clay. I just wanted to be known that actually can do more with clay.
Well, you're certainly accomplishing that.
Thank you.
Do you feel like the arts in Nigeria are highly regarded? Is ceramics really highly regarded there?
Not yet. I think we're starting to break the limits to that. It's not well known yet, because even when you go to art school, like in my set, we are 115 students that studied art. Like, there's a point you get to, then you major for a particular course. I was the only one out of 115 that majored in ceramics. That's to tell you how it's not out there. Because people tend to study something they love, one, and then what they think is lucrative, what they think they can actually make ends meet from. So in Nigeria, basically, we have very, very little art patrons that are looking into ceramics. We can only hope that that can be broadened.
I would pray so, because I know that in Japan it's very highly regarded. And other places, like even here in Philly in the United States, like ceramics is big. I don't know about how much money you make, but I know that it's becoming such a very highly regarded craft that, you know, it should be definitely, like, you need to... The phone ended. I don't know what happened here. I don't know what just happened, but I'm glad you're back. Can you hear me?
I'm sorry. It was a limit, as I said, for my Instagram, so I don't get carried away.
Oh. Well, get carried away. Get carried away. Yeah, it seems like things are really blowing up here in the States. And I know that they have a few people from the continent that have gotten master's degrees in ceramics. But generally, they're from Ghana. And the idea, I would think, I mean, especially with a history like what Nigeria has with ceramics before Lottie Kwali. And I mean, we're just talking about before Lottie Kwali, the way that you guys
I've ever just sit and wonder, how do these people think about this, our ancestors? How do they think about this? Just come up with ideas. How do they know things like this work? Even we had to go to school to learn some of these things.
I think that there's a lot of, like, bottlenecking and gatekeeping with our natural everything.
Yeah?
I do, especially with people of color. Like, they want to dumb you down so that they can rip you off. And I'm not sure what I mean by they. I think we know. But it's like, dumb them down. Tell them what their natural beliefs are is, you know, heretic or whatever the word is.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, just make them believe that everything that they have is worthless so that we can come in and snatch it. It's sad. It really is.
Yeah, it really is sad. It really is. Because I just look at how our own history are not even being taught in our schools.
Your history is not taught in schools?
Yeah, most schools are not. I think maybe they might be bringing it back right now that I left school. But history is not being taught in school. The only history you get is just little bit of it. If you go to libraries, I feel like are really important that we really need to get things from. We don't find them in the libraries. I think people outside the country, people in the States, have more information about us than we here in Nigeria and Africa in general. That's what I think. Access to material, nothing. Access to book, nothing. Access to history, nothing.
That's That is painful to hear. That is painful.
We should learn from our own history, bro. When in the case where we don't have that history to even learn from, how do we progress in the future?
Who's the elders in your community? Like, you gotta sit at their feet and ask them, like, questions, like, you know, or all the way from the mundane to the magnificent. Ask them everything.
The little things that we learn about ourselves are maybe things our parents told us. And that if their parents told them enough, tells them enough of what they should learn to, it's really sad.
All right, I'm pissing myself off. I can see I'm making you feel some stuff too. Shake it off. Let's shake it off. Change the subject.
Tough already.
Yeah, it's really painful to think about. And it really just registered in your eyes to me from a million miles away. You know, it makes my blood boil and to see you say that to me, because most culturally conscious people in America want to come where you are.
That's the thing. I had a friend come over, I think it was during Christmas last year, and she was like, I know people in America, like, that are culturally conscious, want to come to Africa, come to local places and, like, live there, learn some things. Like, here in Nigeria, people want to leave, go to the States, go to the UK. A lot of people are just moving. So, it's really, like, opposite.
Yeah, because we want to dress like you do traditionally, and y'all want to dress like us.
That's the thing. I actually thought about that, and I was saying, I'm going to make some pieces about that, about how we want to, like, learn your own culture, dress like you guys do. In fact, that's the way we dress. It's not like we want to dress like you guys. And now, we have people looking at our own dress, and we'll be like, no, you can't wear this one, this is what you should wear. But it's all good. At least we have our own way of balancing the culture, because it's part of who we are. We can't shake it off.
That's true.
Of how hard you try, you can't shake it off.
Yeah, the truth is in us. Now, what I suggest, though, for you, because I'm sure that we'll all get together, probably at Nsika or someplace like that. And you should, I don't know if you know about Nsika.
Nsika.
N-C-E.
Okay, Nsika, yeah.
Get with them. They might be able to fly you in. For you to come and talk about your work, brother. But pardon the expression, but your shit is awesome.
Thank you so much.
You are on point, and you need to have more exposure.
Yeah.
You know. So, make sure that you keep all, get your great grandparents to tell you everything. Write it down.
Yeah.
Write it in your native language.
In my native language.
Yes.
That's nice.
Write it in your native language. Find somebody who's not scared to speak the native tongue.
Yeah.
Speak of all of the facets of it. It must be preserved. This is about cultural preservation. I mean, you should hear how many people in Philly is talking about the Orishas.
I saw a documentary on Netflix. I was like, wow, we don't have the Orishas. We push them aside already in Nigeria. We have very few people that are looking to that. Now it's all about Islam and Christianity in Nigeria.
Yes, I'm sure. It's like that here too. You know, it's a lot of pushing around going on, but there's things that your grandparents knew about natural healing, about art, about music, about fabric dyeing and indigo.
It's really sad because I come from a line of drummers.
Ah-ha!
I can't drop to save my life.
You better learn.
I tried.
We had
talking drums in our house. Not until now we see our talking drums in my parents' house. But no one is even picking them up. My dad is already living into the outside. Ever since he left his hometown to come to Lagos. That was the end of it.
It's the indoctrination.
Yeah. Now we have people that don't even come from that lineage and going into drumming. For real. Yeah.
I know you can't see my eyebrow, but one eyebrow went up. And pardon my appearance, I just got over this.
It's fine, you told me this is for.
Oh my god. I had the worst poison ivory rash. It was terrible, and I got it from walking my dog in the park and then petting him. Terrible.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Oh, it was fun. It was really a lot of fun. I'm still, like, clearing up from it. But, long story, I really think that everything indigenous to you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Like, even if you run into anybody from all 400 of the tribes, tell them preserve or put mason jar.
Yeah.
Freeze dry it, dig a hole, put it down there, and a time capsule, whatever.
Find it out.
Reconnect. Stay balanced, though. Don't get yourself in no trick bag when somebody's like, hey, you. We don't need that. Because I know they make what you believe and what you love and who you are illegal. It's illegal to be black in America, too.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how they made that shit illegal in Africa, but something's wrong with that.
Yeah. Black is actually free. We don't know racism until, like, I think people mostly don't know racism until they leave Africa or leave to the United States or the UK. That's what I've read. And that's when you really, like, notice racism. Because right here, we have a lot of black people. How many white people?
Yeah, that's why we want to come there.
But the economy here is not that friendly. The economy here is not so good.
Wait, say that again, real slow.
The economy here is not so good.
It ain't so good here. I'm broke as hell. I got $3 in my pocketbook right now, and I gotta look for them.
She can help you get over here, and if not that, get you connected better than I could, quicker than I could, with Nsika,
right.
And
Who knows from there? Wait, hold on 1 second. I gotta get my... Wait. Oh no, what am I doing? Okay. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like things got a little crazy. I just want you to see that page, Oya Studios.
Okay, Oya Studios.
Yes.
I think I might be following.
Yeah, follow her. Send her, drop her a DM. Slide up into them DMs. I'm sorry. Slide in the DM, baby.
That's fine. I'm sure I'll do that.
Yes, and her parents are from your homeland.
Yeah, even from the name.
I know you can tell. I know you can tell. We have another sister love here. Adebume. Badero, I think her last name is. Oh God, I'm messing up people's last names again. I'll figure it out. Yeah, I'll send you her stuff. But you definitely should be up in the place. Your work is too beautiful. It's too beautiful. Your the way that your portraiture is. You know, and you
could, thanks so much.
You could tell you're committed. You could tell you're committed.
Yeah. The thing is, I actually don't see myself doing anything outside of ceramics. That's the thing. So even when I haven't started getting known for it, I don't know where the passion comes from. I don't know where the strength comes from to just keep pursuing. After I love, because I don't have a personal guild of my own. I fire with Madame Natalie Cassie's guild. So even while transporting some walls at times, I lose some of them during firing, a whole lot of loss, and you're not making money. But I don't know where the energy comes from to just continue striving, keep pushing.
It's an ancestral thing. It's in your blood. You have no choice in the matter. Clay will claim your black ass.
Yeah, it does. It does claim me. I can't, like, sit for 2 days without working with Clay. I can't help it.
So don't worry about the money breakdown. It's so interesting how everything is monetized and weaponized.
Yeah,
but spirit and the energy that you put into the clay and into your work is worth so much more. We know that. We know that. You know, so I would say continue to work and don't worry about that other stuff. It'll come. It'll come.
Thank you.
And if you think about what Lottie Kowali did, I don't think she had a lot of support at first either. But she is a worldwide known artist.
Yeah, she is.
We study her. And, you know, check out Cabo, too.
Cabo, okay. Collective.
Yes. Yes. Right. Check them out, too. Maybe they'll help you get here. It has to happen. I'm so proud of you. I'm so glad. I'm so glad I didn't say, oh no, I must talk to you Sunday at 2 p.m. to have this interview. I'm glad I just said, you know what? It's 4 o'clock in the morning here in Philly. Let's just do the darn thing. Uh-oh, where'd you go? And after all of our technical issues, we still managed to have a recorded conversation. But as we speak right now, it looks like... Hello? Are you there? Hello? Oh my goodness, the call went off. We're gonna try it again though. Thank you. calling again. One ringy tingy. Uh-oh, here he comes. Yay! I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Hello, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you now. Wonderful. Now it went back off again. Can you hear me?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
All right. Sorry, my phone ran at temperature, so it was so hot.
Okay. Well, it's okay. We got back. We got back connected. I probably should have you say something about how people can see your work on Instagram, give out your contact information so that my listening audience can get in touch with you.
All right. To reach me on Instagram, my handle is dklayguy. Dklayguy. Just type dklayguy. And you get it. You see, activity has ease of ease.
Okay. I will definitely make sure that there is a breakdown of that so that you can hear, see, taste, smell, and all the rest of that witnessing on my podcast so that people can reach out towards you. And I will do what I can to connect you with the people that can help you get over here. Are there any female potters there that you know of?
Yeah, there's Natalie Cassie, there is Olubunmi Atere, there is I don't know her surname, Mercy. I'll forward you their handles on Instagram.
That would be great. And let them know that I'm interested in talking to them as well. Yes.
That's right. You know Anne Adams, right?
Adams?
Anne Adams.
I don't know who I know.
I think you went to the NC. Conference this year. Were you there?
Ooh, say his name again.
Anne Adams.
And I probably do. It's not quite clicking right now. It is not even 4:30 in the morning.
She's in the state. She's doing a master's in ceramics currently.
I can find her. I don't know.
I'll make sure to send her handle as well.
Yeah, send me all of that. And keep up the good work. Don't worry about it. Text me your address, too, because I've got stuff around here I'm not even using.
Thank you so much.
Oh, yes.
That'd be really nice.
Look.
That'd be really nice.
Yes, I got you. We'll hook it up. We'll get it together. It might not happen overnight, but the synergy is there.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And you have a vast clay family, a black clay family.
This whole area I live in, Ayobo, we have quite a lot of ceramicists living around here.
Oh, good. Well, make sure I hear from them. Make sure you give me their information. I'd love to feature them.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll make sure to do that.
That's what's up. I got to take a screenshot of this. I don't think I can, though. Take a screenshot for me and send it to me, okay? Oh, that's a dumb picture. Wait a second.
Sorry?
Wait, I was just getting ready to give a dumb picture. I gotta put my hug on so I look halfway decent. Okay, try it now. Got it?
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, let me see it, because I might have did something stupid. I always do in a picture.
I think it's nice. About 4:10 now. But we can take another one if you want.
Okay, one more, just for good measure.
Yeah.
Okay, with my little, oh my God, my whole face. My whole face was just all...
It's not so obvious in the picture.
Good. Yeah, see that?
Oh, my.
It was terrible. My neck, the back of my neck, I was like, what the heck? And it was itching and, disgusting. Anyway, it's all clearing up now. I'm so glad. But, enough about me and my mug. I'm so glad that you were able to call and we were able to get through. And again.
I also love the opportunity to be here.
Say again.
I also love the opportunity to be here. It's really nice.
The pinch.
The opportunity.
Opportunity. Hearing aid. Okay, I got it. Yeah, and you'll have many more. You'll have many more. You're gonna make it.
I hope so.
I don't know about being rich, but I'm sure you could probably get in some museums here in the country. And some, you know, at least in Seco, we can start there. And I'm sure Yinka can help you, like, by a million percent. Okay?
I've been looking forward to that.
Yes. Lifeline. All right, my dear, don't forget about that cultural preservation. Gotta do it. Gotta do it.
It's really all we got. It's really all we got.
You have to just realize... Just here in America, like I remember as a child hearing people say that oh no, the Egyptians were not white, they were black. And I'd be like, what, for real? And then it was like, oh yeah, it's in Africa. Oh, what, really? And I'm like, huh. And then they'd say things like this prominent person or that prominent person in history is not really white, they were black. Aesop from Aesop's Fable was actually black. Just a 99 million things, and I always took it with a grain of salt. And then I saw how they played the Philadelphia boxing champion of the world out for a movie character. Like, Joe Frazier is an authentic black American, not necessarily born and raised in Philly, but he was the Philadelphian heavyweight champion of the world. But we got at the foot of the art museum, a place of information and history, a statue of Sylvester Stallone, Rocky Balboa, who's a fictitious character. And there are lines around the corner waiting to take a picture with this fictitious character statue. But they just made the statue for Joe Frazier minutes ago, and he looks like he's standing there, not in a victorious stance, he's standing there looking like he has diarrhea. It's ridiculous. So I believe it now. Even if I didn't before, which I did, but I believe it now. So it's important to preserve your history. It's so important. You know, even if you just record your family drum line.
Yeah.
Record that shit. Get it all. Get it digital. Get it on vinyl. Get it on everything. Everything about your culture in every area.
That's what we're going to pass to the future generation.
Yes, and also the history. Do the clay work on that. Do it on metal. Do it on everything. Everything. Because here in the States, we like revere African culture. We want it. We thirst for it. We need it. Actually, a full disclosure, I actually teach Nigerian pottery. What I've learned of it, hand building, the Lati Kuwali technique. But it's to a bunch of white people. Black people aren't interested.
Really?
They are in the...
That's a sad part of the story.
Yeah, they are in the smaller numbers. We have to put our heads together and figure out how we can get our people more involved.
And yeah.
There are some ideas that have been kind of... making their rounds in my brain that we can do, and I guess we can all talk about that one day. I'm a little backwards with my ideas, though, so I need some managing, trust me. But it will be good to try and get those things done, because the talent is enormous. All it's going to do is get usurped.
Yeah, that's right.
If we don't play it right, it'll get monetized and weaponized by somebody else.
And originally, you're the owner of it. You should be the one to actually do the thing.
Yes, we'll figure it out.
But when we have the opportunity today and we're going to use it, definitely someone is going to flash it.
Yeah. Well, make sure you start. You know what to do. I know you know what to do. Send me that information and we'll be in touch. We'll stay in touch.
All right. I'll make sure I do that. If you like, there's a sign up on the community of ceramicists in Nigeria. I could like talk to them about it. Like, we have this WhatsApp group we call every once in a while someone to give us a spotlight, introduce ourselves, tell them about your work, how you've been, because we tend to like get to learn from one another.
I would love that. That would be great. That would be great.
I'll speak to someone about it.
Okay, and also how to get it back into our own bloodstream.
Yeah. Really need that.
Yes. All right, listen, it's been great talking to you. I'm going to try and get a nap if I can fall back to sleep, which I doubt. I'm wide awake now. I'm exuberated.
I hope you can get back to sleep.
I don't really need to, not until later. I got a lot to do. But yes, I appreciate your time, and thank you for...
Thanks so much. It's my pleasure.
Pleasure's mine. So one of the things I say when I sign off is love, peace, and hair grease. It's a little... Yeah. I will talk to you soon.
All right. Thank you. I'll be expected.
You too. Have a great day.
And you should have a splendid day.
You too. All right now.
Yeah, bye.
Bye. Do you all know what just happened? Ooh, I reached across the ocean to the continent and talked to my clay brother from the motherland. Oh my goodness. Adepto. I know I just tore your name up again. I'm sorry. One of these days I'll learn some language. I'll learn how to get my natural tongue back. I thank you again for being open-minded enough to interview with me on the spot. That's probably what I have to do more of. Anyway, I'm going to sign off here. My dog is looking at me like, yo, walk me. Get out. You know I don't want you in my room. Oh, he's wagging his tail, looking super cute. You're why I got poison ivy. You're getting a bath today. Anyway, thanks for listening. And as always, love, peace, and hair grease.